Hey, it is Liz's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week I bring you a different band or artist that I love, where they're playing locally. I tell you where you can find them on the weekend, and we learn a little bit about them. And this week, I'm super excited to have Dashboard Mary from Dunmore.
Hey.
What's up, Rob and Joe?
How are you, Liz?
I love you guys.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking after I saw you the other night at Waldo's, I think the first time I saw you guys play was years ago. Do you remember Quaker Steak and Lube?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's where we met. That's where we met you.
We did meet you there.
I want to say that was like 2011-ish.
It could have been. We were there around bike nights. We played there quite a few years.
Yeah. And immediately, I loved you guys. But you play a lot of benefits, too. I see you had a ton of benefits. You guys use your music to help people a lot.
Oh, and
you
should, we're always up for doing benefits.
You should feel very proud about that.
Jefferson High School in Dunmore, we just played. And we do every 6 weeks for the autistic kids.
That's fantastic.
In the gymnasium. Yeah, it's really nice.
Can the public come to that or just the school?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
That's wonderful. Yeah. How did you start doing that?
About 2 years ago. My mother used to work there, and I know some of the girls that work there now, so we offer to volunteer our time at least once a month or every 2 months.
The kids love it. They love it.
I
love
bet.
They really do.
It makes you appreciate everything we
do have.
Can I say bitch about?
No, absolutely.
It makes you appreciate everything in life. Puts a lot into perspective.
Yeah. And for autistic kids, I've worked a little bit with them with music, and music reaches them on a different level. I mean, you're making a big difference to them.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
Great.
Now, you guys have been playing together for what, 18 years?
Yes,
18
I think
years,
so.
Yes.
How did you first find each other?
A mutual drummer.
The person who actually started the band, his name was Jim Peters. His name still is Jim Peters.
He was a drummer.
Yeah.
And
He has not died. He is still
He's
Jim.
A drummer, and he started the band. I knew him previously. I was in a band with him. And he came and he asked, he said, I have an idea to start a band. He knew the name. I want to call it Dashboard Mary. He said, I want you to go come with me to go see this guitar player. And that was Rob. And then we got together at my house in my living room. I took everything out of my living room and put it in my dining room and made my living room into a practice room.
Love it.
And that's where we practiced for about a year.
So you, Rob, you knew they were scouting you. It's not like it came to a gig and they were just scoping you out.
I think a mutual friend of ours.
Yes.
Yeah, so I didn't really know. I wasn't in a band at that time.
You got recruited. That's quite a compliment.
Did. I was still playing guitar and fires, like, you know, you used to go out in the woods and I always have a guitar on me, but I was not in the band at that time.
How often do you play with the full band?
It seems to have become a rarity only because of the venues. I think a lot of venues don't want the noise or want to pay as much. So we might see our drummer twice a month.
Something like that, yeah.
The casino or the V-Spot.
Of course.
A lot of places. We do the duo mostly.
But you're playing with the full band this weekend.
Yes.
Tell me all about your gig this weekend.
Saturday, we are playing at Legends with a band called Strangers.
Okay.
A drummer and a bass player. And we're getting together with them, calling ourselves Dashboard Strangers.
Just for the night.
Just for the night.
Yeah, just a little combo gig.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm sure we'll do it again.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that it's electric, you know. We do love playing electric.
Yes. It's a different vibe.
Both types
of gigs are fun, but
yes.
Now, do you guys do your originals quite a bit live?
Not as often as we would like to.
I wish more people, well, you know. Right?
I do know. I sneak them in, brother.
We wish more people wanted to hear them. I sneak them in, too.
I sneak them in like protein in a shake.
That's good.
You're right.
We try to put them in. I mean, I'd love to play nothing but originals.
Right.
You know, that would be ideal.
At Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Not just around town. Yeah.
But you must sneak them in once in a while. You play a lot of great covers. You guys have a great mix that you do live. But when the crowd is really getting into it and then you sneak in an original, I have to believe people get into those too. And if you can connect with three or four people, I think that's worth it.
Right. Right.
Yes.
To look out there and see even two or three people, like you said, singing the lyrics that you wrote, it's a good feeling at any level. Definitely.
That's true.
Or even just hearing it for the first time and you can tell it's resonating with them.
Yes.
What's the best compliment you feel you've ever gotten on your original music?
Hey, that's really good.
That is a good one.
Dave Kaharchik liked this on when we played.
Oh, I love when I do PA Live.
Isn't
do you know,
fun?
I played their first show ever. I played their Maiden Voyage show. I was the first musician they ever had. And
nice.
I played it like five or six times and then three or four times with Jackson. And Dave is funny, but you're right. If you can crack him, he's kind of like Stonewall Jackson a little bit. If you can crack him down and get him into it, you're like, I got you.
Who is the female that he does the show with?
Valerie?
I think you're right. Okay.
She's fantastic.
That's just to answer your question, that's the quickest thing that came to mind. We did that about a year ago with the song that you were about to play for us today.
Okay.
this Christmas song. When we were done, she got back on the air and said, well, that song's going to be, you'll be hearing that song in your head all day.
Oh,
or, in other words, the chorus was catchy or something.
Yeah.
So
right,
she liked
right.
it. So.
That's sweet.
It was.
When you guys write, do you each write independently and then bring a whole song to the other one? Or is it a collab?
Usually I write one word, then Rob will write the next word.
That's a pretty good deal.
And it takes a while, but we get it done.
It's like Mad Libs. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we do write separately.
Okay.
And then we get together and we don't change much, but maybe, you know, Rob will suggest try this chord instead of that chord or right. I'll try maybe this word instead of that word or something like that, you know.
But tweaks, maybe.
Tweaks. That's
I'm
yes.
very open to having him tweak anything in mind. And
right.
I,
that's
and
a good word for it, tweaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And isn't it wonderful when you can have that person that you can bounce things off of and you know their opinion is good and you're open to their opinion.
Yes.
And that's
yeah.
when the good creativity happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, how do you decide who are your studio musicians on your original stuff when you guys usually do the duo? Is it always the same studio people?
Well, Chris Langan has always been our drummer.
I love Langan. He's here yes. in like 2 weeks.
There was a time a couple yes. years ago he was the lead singer of Dashboard.
Hey.
Yes, he was.
I've never heard
he
him
was.
Sing.
Oh, we were playing Penn State College through that time a lot. But
shut up.
He was our lead singer, acoustic guitar
when
player.
When we first met Chris, he wow. we switched from electric to acoustic, and we call ourselves 3C Junior.
3C Junior.
Which was C was for Chris, J was for Joe, and R was for Rob. Was
I get what you did
Jr.
there. Okay.
And he played congas, and we each played acoustic guitar.
Well, that's fabulous.
And that was our show for about 2 years.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll
Chris
have to ask
talented.
Him about
Chris
that. When he comes. Oh, he's amazingly talented.
Yes.
For you guys, when you play live, be honest, what's one request you love getting and one request you hate getting? And I think I know the one you hate because I think all of us musicians hate it, but I won't say it. Each of you go.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Yes.
Really?
I hate it.
Oh,
Brown Eyed Girl.
Everybody
listening,
this is unrehearsed.
Hate it.
That answer was unrehearsed. Wow.
Yes,
that
was good.
Dude, every yes. time.
I think Van Morrison hates that also.
You wonder, don't you?
It's still paying his bills, I'm sure.
Yeah,
yes. maybe. What's one that you love?
Personally, I love when people ask for Tom Petty because everybody loves Tom Petty.
Yes.
And
always goes over great.
And I could probably sing myself. I could probably sing 10 of his songs.
Likewise.
Joe could probably sing 10, so it's an easy request.
And we do probably about 20 Tom Petty songs.
Yes.
Most times when people request a specific Tom Petty song, we're like, yeah, we know that. So
every now and then, not often, we'll dedicate a whole set and we'll just play all Tom Petty songs.
Oh, I love that. When you were growing up, who was the gold standard I want to be that guy artist? I'm talking when you were a kid and you just wanted to get into playing for each of you.
I mean, obviously, the Beatles did it for me.
Me
but,
too.
But Springsteen.
Okay.
David Bowie.
Mm, for sure. How many of those were on the bucket list that you got to see live?
I got to see McCartney twice.
Nice.
Saw Springsteen 4 times.
Ooh.
I never saw Bowie.
You see Springsteen's Broadway show?
I saw Springsteen on Broadway twice.
You lucky.
And he's going to be on, they're showing it on Netflix.
Damn.
In 2 weeks. And I'll be watching that also.
See, I already was going to get Netflix for Fuller House season 4. Now I have to get it.
Oh,
come
yeah.
Come on now. Rob, what about you?
Motley Crue is definitely the reason.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And
you think they're really done?
They just recorded 4 new songs. What do you do when you record?
Did they?
They did.
I thought that was just Nicki doing 4. It's the whole...
All 4 original members for the movie coming out on Netflix.
The Dirt. The book
was called it.
Yeah.
So they recorded 4 songs for that movie. But what happens when you record songs? You what? You tour.
Of course you want to tour.
Of course.
But who else?
Well, I'm an 80s hair metal guy.
You
I mean,
do?
First yeah. time I heard Crazy Train,
oh.
I lost my mind.
Shut
so
up.
That was Randy Rhoads. He's
yes.
passed away. Ozzy's first guitar player.
Yes.
That's the way he made me want to study guitar, not just songs and turn the volume up, study theory and
right.
scales and learn the guitar. As for today, I love Rob Thomas, the Matchbox 20. He's an incredible songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rumor on the street that you're his doppelganger. Did you hear this rumor? Is it
that
just the
that?
Names are the same? That can't be just a coincidence.
Oh, yeah.
We're the same age.
Are you really?
Yes, we are.
Okay,
ages.
Now it's getting creepy. Okay.
But, well read. I'll take that as a compliment. I think I've heard that once or twice.
It's a huge compliment. He's amazing.
Thank you
he
very
is.
Much.
Not as amazing as you, but like
oh,
neck and
yeah.
neck.
You're going to interview him next. He's out in the hallway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, where can we find you on social?
Well, on Facebook is the main place to find us. Dashboardmary.net is basically just for our schedule. And, of course, our songs are all on iTunes.
So tell me about this song we're about to play, this Christmas tune.
A couple years ago, Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation, right?
Fave.
It's probably everybody's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's one line in the movie where he says, Audrey, that's what Christmas is all about. And I, of course, I had my guitar within arm's reach of me like I always do.
Perfect.
Always. And I turned the volume down and just started strumming and finding a little melody for those words, and I ended up writing a Christmas song in about 10 minutes.
Children, do you see inspiration can come from literally anywhere? I love that.
Anything.
And somehow that adds something. I already liked the song, but now that I listen to it again, knowing that, that adds a little something.
Yes,
all right, intro
you.
It. You got to be the radio guy and intro, which is weird because you start speaking at the beginning of the song, so it'll be you talking into you.
Yes, the song already has an introduction, but I'll give you another
one. Do it up.
Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Dashboard Mary.
Woo!
Yay. Guess what, guys? It's Christmas time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. You better not cry and you better not pout. That's what Christmas is all about. Fireplaces, cheery faces, Christmas lights are glowing. Children smiling and sleigh riding. Outside it keeps snowing. That's what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about new toy trains and candy canes and carolers outside singing. Ornaments on Christmas trees with all their lights a-blinking. Sentimental thoughts inside, this is what I'm thinking. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. Let's go! Stockings hung with care to see what Santa's bringing. Holiday parties, cups of cheer, the sound of glasses ringing. Silver bells and tiny elves, such a peaceful feeling. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. You better not cry and you better not pout. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. You better not cry and you better not pout. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about.
Merry Christmas!